This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. This was a weekend of seasonal observances. Christmas, of course, on Saturday, followed by the English day after holiday known as Boxing Day. December 26th was also the first day of the African American Festival of Kwanzaa. And here's another you may have missed. December 26th was National Whiners Day. The always gracious Karen Grigsby Bates has that story.
Apparently, the observance began as an outlet for people disappointed with their seasonal gifts. It's their one day to grumble freely about life's unfairness. Only, we can't credit anyone specific with having started National Whiners Day because nobody will admit it. Kids, of course, don't need a special day to whine. They can do it any time. And they do. Which might explain the popularity of a certain story. Is told from the vantage point of a young boy named Alexander who can tell right from the start that the next 24 hours are going to be rough. Here's my kid, Jordan Tolliman, with a slightly mangled excerpt.
I went to bed with gum in my mouth, and I woke up with gum in my hair. And I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
That now classic book is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Its author, Judith Viorst, is a trained psychotherapist and a mother of three. She loves that parents and children empathize with the plaint of Alexander, but she also says this.
Alexander is not a whiner. Absolutely not. Whining is self-pity. Whining is trying to make the other person feel bad for what they've done to ruin your life. That doesn't mean he didn't complain about his life bitterly throughout this book. But I think whining is only one way to complain about your life.
Okay, so Alexander isn't a whiner. He's a champion complainer. Though, unlike many fellow grumblers, he actually has a solution to his problems.
I think I'll move to Australia.
Well, that's one option. But, putting on her psychologist hat, Judith Viorst says those who prefer to whine at home get at least one benefit.
Well, I think there's cathartic value in all of the ways we express our frustration about not getting what we want. Complaining, in whatever form it is, does offer some relief, though whiners then have to put up with the incredible irritation they evoke in other people.
In life, some are occasional whiners, others are whiners 24/7, like our correspondent, Eric Whiner. With that surname, he got ribbed a lot in junior high. And it didn't help that for months, Saturday Night Live featured a skit with a particularly obnoxious couple.
And they would appear on the skit and they would say, "Hi, we're Doug and Wendy Whiner." So every time I would introduce myself to someone and say, "Hi, I'm Eric Whiner," they would say, "Oh, Eric Whiner." And, you know, fortunately, the skit, like most things on Saturday Night Live, didn't last too long. But there's still people today who remember it, and that is a source of endless annoyance for me. So don't bring it up again.
See? He's over it. And Eric knows that whining can stave off a bigger explosion later on. Take this scene from the hit movie Sideways. Paul Giamatti's wine-sappy character, Miles, draws the line at drinking indifferent wine in order to snag a date.
These girls want to party with us.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking Merlot!
Okay, relax, Miles.
Miles made his point, but if he'd done some whining earlier, he might not have had to resort to a flat-out hissy later. So you have a choice. Whine and annoy your friends, or suck it up and give yourself an ulcer. And there's always this option.
I think I'll move to Australia.
Yeah, and won't they be happy to see you coming? For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.